The aligned approach that I want to share with you today is shown in this diagram. This diagram shows the context of where all of these sectors live in, which is in the context of the community where social inequities such as economic differences, job differences, housing differences, racism, and discrimination occur in our society. It is the context with which behavioral health disparities occur. Overrepresentation occurs in child welfare, juvenile justice, and education. So how do we link these goals when we bring community groups together? I know many people in the integrated interagency systems of care across the country who bring community groups together. And when we reach out, those conversations are very confusing, similar to the slide you saw earlier with things bouncing around. If we have a schema like I'm presenting here, where everything is aligned, those conversations can be less confusing. So those partners who have come to your table or come to a community to discuss issues that are focused on social inequities, that's great. That's their role, and there are parts of that that are important to solve. This is just the way to organize a conversation that sometimes looks like it may be a conversation that's in conflict, but really people are poised in thinking about solving the problem from different vantage points. What I'm proposing here is that we need this schema so that these ideas and this emphasis that different people share in trying to solve issues of disparities and overrepresentation, social inequities can be tied together.